do you see in Royce as an artist? Is it his rhyming capability or is it his ability to pick beats?
I think overall his approach to a record, you know what I'm saying, and overall him as an artist, he's not the, you know, he doesn't just talk about like the, just the regular stuff that you hear a lot of cats talking about now. Everything that he talks about is from his soul and it's from his heart. And his approach to the records, you know what I'm saying? Like the way he approaches the records is from a real standpoint. You could tell he's approaching it from an honest standpoint. Also, just the tone of his voice. You know, I've always been, you know, wanting to work with artists that have a certain vocal tone. And, you know, he sounds like a giant. He is a giant. And then he just has that personality, you know what I'm saying? He's a very unique artist, you know? And so he's bigger than just an artist. He's a brand, and that's one of the reasons why I wanted to work with him, because I feel we can do bigger and better things. And having worked with, worked with Biggie, somebody that also was talking about things from the street. I'm not comparing him to Biggie before, you know, we get started and go down that road, but I am saying that there is similarities in the mental approach of a record that I do have a familiarity with. Excuse me, guys. I'm in Paris. My brain is a little tired, but to me, I ain't anybody ever want to take it. You know, to me, he's the Biggie of the South, hands down. And I heard his album. His album's a classic. And the album Anastasia, it got like at least 6 joints. Y'all should be playing right
crazy.
Now. 6 joints y'all should be playing right now, but we're going to put this triplets package together, get that joint out there to y'all. Ross deserves his own set, you know what I'm saying? You know, like when you do a whole set, you do a Bad Boy set, right now Ross deserves his own set. He got the most exciting music that's out in the streets right now, hands down. That's why I wanted to work with him. And also, he's one of the realest niggas I ever met in the game.
I mean, Supreme Team, you know, saying Puff Daddy, you know, put a movement together, man, just a bunch of fly dudes, getting money, having fun, and it's making great music and it's keeping it 100 at all times, man. I'm just honored to be a part of a movement. Puff Daddy, of course, my right hand, Ricky Rose, you know what I'm saying? You got Red Calf, Fabulous, you got your man,
Busta
Rhymes, you know what I'm saying? You know, the team is just thorough, man. It's just a bunch of thorough people making great music and just going hard, man. Just going in, man. But I want to take time to, you know, thank all the DJs for supporting everything that we do and supporting Ross's projects from Port of Miami to now, because all y'all been there from day one, and I want to say thank you. And like Puff Daddy said, this album is a classic, and Ross definitely deserves his own set. You know what I'm saying? There's so many records from the BMF to the Super High to the MC Hammer to the Money Maker, and of course throwing them classics like Boss and Hustling. You know what I'm saying? It's just, you know, as a DJ, I could, you know, when I'm on the radio in Miami, we play like 40 records of Ross, you know what I'm saying? So, like, it's just time for that rosé.